Hi, my name is Zena, and you are listening to Hip Hop Eardrum.
To the oil laying barren in my womb, awaiting the spark from a man who will be worthy to be called your father. I love you. And I realize that one day, you go through the great transition of love. So I should share my story. At negative 9 months, love was the ear pressed against my mother's belly. It was her voice. It sounded auto-tuned in the fluid I floated in at 2. Love was a meeting of my lips to my mother's breast. The way it danced in my mouth, trickling on my tongue, it felt like the wave on my mother's back, the safety of her hips from the clutch of gravity at 6. Love was my father's strong shoulders. His voice was a soundtrack my heart bumped to, the way his crescent smile told the stars in my chest that this is what heroes look like in real life. The gentleman opened doors and only lay hands on a lady when drawing her into his arms. At 16, love was wicked. Yeah, that's a brig and lace pun. It was celebrity crushes on walls and bad boys in school corners. It was noticing my dimples could make a nigga see a wifey but not a wife. It was cuddles in the back of a class. It was carving initials on desks and passing notes, you know, because like we remained behind because we were like carving initials on desks and stuff. It was cute name combos like Brangelina. But at 20, love was reckless and bold. It was the red we painted the town with. It was a death of appropriate hours of sleep just to have it resurrect in the breath of his laugh. It was convincingly serious tattoo promises and ink tutorials on my thigh. Love was walking in heats just to be in the cool of his glare. It was walks to class and I can carry your bags. It was studying everything but our books. It was convincing. But baby girl, infatuation has a habit of dressing up like love. And before you fall prey to the tricks of its Halloween gleam, remember that you'll be 40. And love will be putting the toilet seat down. Love will be getting 2-ply toilet paper without being asked to. It will be still acting like your eyes just trespass those filling hips. It will be flowers when she no longer blossoms like she used to. Dinner dates at the same restaurant, be laughing at his old jokes, then you'll be 80. Dancing to a classic. Hands knotted together, you'd wonder if this is what a soul tie looks like in real life when his six-pack moves from his belly to his forehead. And your hourglass figure has faded with time. When the butterflies in your tummy crawl in your belly, beating your lining to return to the warmth of its cocoon, he might look for them in the breath of a young blood. Do not question the nest in your belly, baby. Find your serenity on your knees. Raise your voice in prayer not to argue. Correct wrong with love. And know that you are not weak for choosing where to bleed. So just love. Love the empty spaces to fill this gap of a world with this so-called impossible scripture. Leave it on them like a period stain. If you love an atheist, let the curl of your lips be whipped by a mind of Christ, and I pray that he will be soil, that he will have soil for a heart, and you can bury your burdens. I pray for a tomb of a smile, a rest of peace, Midas for a tongue. So he utters nothing but words of gold, hands of a treasure hunter, so he can discover the rubies in your soul. And I pray for a broken rib, so he can value the one standing before him. Baby, I pray, when you look for love, you look for God.
It's from the heart.
Eardrum 60.
This from the heart right here. Everybody has a story to tell.